Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I hope you guys are having such a great day today. And we are here to once again encourage you with another guest. And I always get so excited about the guests that the Lord brings to us. And this particular guest, I got to meet her back in February. And as a matter of fact, my friend Nancy Manos, who's going to be on the podcast sometime soon, she kind of pulled me aside. She said, "You have to meet Stephanie Lambert. She is just an amazing homeschool leader. You are going to love getting to know her." She is the executive director of the Texas Homeschool Coalition, which is always referred to as THSC. The first time I heard that, I was like, what's THSC? But for those who pay any attention to state homeschool organizations, they all have these great acronyms. And so THSC is the Texas Homeschool Coalition. Stephanie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Yvette.
Yeah, it's so good to have you. We got to hang out a few weeks ago. We were at an event. It was actually group of state homeschool leaders from across the country. And I think, I want to say the furthest one came from Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Which is from Hawaii all the way to Georgia, which was amazing. But it was 150 Christian state homeschool leaders. And we had such a fantastic time together. I was so honored to be able to be part of that event and just learning about what you guys do as state leaders and just who you are, why you exist. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that later in the podcast. But first, I want to talk about you, Stephanie, because I titled this podcast Memoirs of a Homeschool Alumni, because that's what you are. You are a homeschool alumni. You were homeschooled for your, was it your whole life?
Yes, all the way through. So my parents started with my older brother when he was in second grade, and they were considering putting him in public school, but he would have been ahead for his age. And so they looked for a private school. They had him there for a little while up until second grade. And then they realized they didn't want him ahead, and they didn't want to spend the money on private school. So they thought, 1 year we'll do it. So they started with him, and I say that they practiced on him. Uh-huh. And then they worked their way all the way down to me. And then by the time they got to me, they were sold. And so they did it all the way through.
Awesome. Because you're the youngest of four, right?
Right.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah. I love talking to, I want to say kids, but you're not a kid, to adults who were homeschooled as kids, because really, though, that generation is starting to just move into like real adulthood, you know, into their 30s, some into their 40s, very, very few into their 50s, but they do exist. But I would say probably the majority of those kind of pioneer homeschool families are in their 30s ish. Right. Mm-hmm. And so in 20s and 30s, because mm-hmm. you're not yet in your 30s, are you?
I actually am.
Are you?
But that's a secret.
Okay. I won't tell anybody. You don't look okay. Like it. You look much. You look like you're in your 20s. So if people watch the video, they'll look at that and agree with me. So tell me what it was like for you growing up in a homeschool family when at the time it probably wasn't as popular, of course, as it is today. What was that like for you?
All right. Well, first of all, in that time, most people didn't know what homeschooling was. So back in the 80s in Texas, that's when all the legislation, or, you know, the legal battles were going down to see if it could even be considered legal. So people who did homeschool were kind of careful. I remember having a plan, like if someone knocked on our door, that we would all go to the closet or something and hide in case it was the truant officer who didn't, you know that homeschooling was legal. So we had kind of like a plan for what to do if something like that happened. We weren't allowed to play outside during school hours because if someone saw us, they might turn us in and they might not understand. So there were things like that. But I have such good memories, actually. So there weren't as many people homeschooling. There weren't as many homeschool groups. There was a homeschool group in our town that my parents started.
Okay.
And I remember having homeschool skating. You know, we were homeschooling in the 80s and 90s. And so we had homeschool skating. That was our big, like, social event.
Wow.
And we did that every week or every other week. And we had our friends. We had friends in our homeschool support group. But people didn't know what it was. We had to explain it to them. You know, if you were at the store or something, they'd be like, why aren't you in school? And we had to explain what homeschooling was. So I have great memories, like, lunch break, we would go in the backyard, we could go out there and we would play soccer 2-on-2. My older brother with me and my twin brother and my sister were, you know, on a team. And we had just fun together as siblings. I remember just doing life type of things together. Like, my mom had a whole system set up. You know, if she was going to be the teacher and the mom and everything, then she had to have like this, you know, we had to help and we had to be a part of the team. So we had different schedules where different ones of us made lunch and different ones of us made dinner, and we cleaned, you know, had cleaning days and things like that, and like life skills built into all of it, just so that we could operate, you know, so that my mom could do everything that she had to do. So we had a great life and a great growing up, and we ended up traveling a lot. I think that's one of the things that I look back on my homeschool journey and remember the most is my mom would make trips into field trips, you know, any kind of traveling that we would do. And she was like, we give her a hard time. We say that she's like, you know, there's a national park within 200 miles, we're going to it. But I really saw so much of the country because my parents ran a state homeschool organization when I was growing up. So I kind of grew up into it. They would go to that conference that we went to a few weeks ago. That was kind of our annual trip that we would take as a family, and we would go to that conference. And so then we would tie in, you know, field trip and learning into that. And we would go go see the sites that were near that. So, and we would do it right in the middle of the school year. So yeah. We were there when other people weren't able to be there. So I just had such a rich learning, like not only schooling, not only books and education. And I remember that too. You know, I remember we had together work stuff that we did all together that my mom could do all at the same time with us. And then we had individual work and we would go off on our own and work on it. But then we had traveling and vacations and trips and not really vacations because we didn't have, you know, we just tied it all into our nonprofit, you know, work, but we made it into a vacation. And then we would help our parents with the state organization, and we would man booths and tell people about what homeschooling was and get them to sign up for the newsletter, you know? So we had it was a really wonderful experience.
Did you feel like, cause I would imagine that you had kids in your neighborhood or maybe at church who went to traditional school. Did you ever feel like you were missing out on something because you were not in a classroom with recess and lunchtime and doing, you know, maybe playing sports? And I mean, apparently you played soccer, but, but doing the things that quote unquote normal students did.
Well, yes, a little bit. So I remember my neighbor across the street, we were really good friends with our neighbors, and they went to public school. So I remember she and I strategizing on maybe that she could take me to school with her as part of show and tell, and that I could be her homeschool friend, could be her show and tell, you know, and I was interested. At the time, my mom kind of managed our expectations of public school. She would tell us that if we wouldn't behave, she was going to send us to public school. And so we thought we definitely didn't want to go there because she used it as like a...
That was the punishment.
You know? But actually, truthfully, like as I was in high school, there weren't as many options for sports. So we did, like when we were younger, we did city-wide soccer, you know, in a city league and that kind of thing. But I would say that if I had to say I missed out on something, I would say it was competitive sports because I would have loved that. Yeah. And by the time I was a senior in high school, we had our first ever tennis team. And I didn't love tennis, but I liked to compete. So I played tennis. And then we had, you know, all of the homeschoolers got together and made a basketball league, which consisted of 4 girls teams. And we just always played each other, you know, every Friday night. So we made the most of it. Mm-hmm. I do feel like I missed that. Do I feel like it was worth it? I really do. I wasn't going to be a pro athlete or anything. And looking back now, especially now that I'm grown and I can see like all of the benefits of homeschooling and the relationships that I have and the experiences that I got to have, I would choose for my parents to do that with me again if I had the choice to make.
Yeah, love it. Let's take a quick break. And I want to come back and you just mentioned the benefits of homeschooling. So I want to come back and talk about that. We'll be back in just a minute.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
Every December, Christians are given new reasons to not take Christmas seriously. We're told that Christmas was originally a pagan holiday, that Jesus was not born on December 25th, and that Christmas has been snowed under by hedonistic commercialism. While the enemies of the church are all too happy to have Christians believe such nonsense, Joshua Gibbs' new book titled The 25th, New and Selected Christmas Essays, argues that Christians have every reason to robustly celebrate Christmas with the confidence that they are participating in one of the oldest, deepest, and greatest mysteries of God. Claim your copy of this new book by the Searcy Institute, titled The 25th New and Selected Christmas Essays, from Amazon.com or CearcyInstitute.com/books. That's CearcyInstitute.com/books. We are back with Stephanie. Before the break, you were talking about how you can see the benefits of having been homeschooled, even with the things that you felt like you were maybe missing out on. As you look back on your homeschool journey, what are some of the things that you now as an adult have seen as a great benefit of being homeschooled?
Well, one thing that didn't feel like a benefit when I was being homeschooled that now I recognize is that I have, and my siblings are all this way, and a lot of the friends that I grew up with, a lot of them are this way. We have a pretty independent mentality. We learned how to learn. We learned how to be different. Like we were homeschooled. We didn't do what everybody else did. And at the time, that doesn't feel the best. You're like, you kind of want to be just like everybody else. But I actually really value that now. Both of my brothers own their own businesses. My sister worked in the legislature, and then she worked for the Texas Education Agency. And then when she started having her own kids, she started consulting. And then I work with my dad at the Texas Homeschool Coalition, and we're really like working to support the homeschool community. So we're all like, we're all independent minded. We're independent thinkers. And we're like, we want to make a difference in the world. And I think a lot of that did come from being different as homeschoolers. I would say the relationships I have with my siblings, they're still to this day my best friends. And we were friends growing up. And it's not like we didn't fight. You know, we definitely had our fights and that kind of thing, like families and kids and siblings do. But we were the friends that each other had, you know, and we built relationships and those were strong. And we have, you know, that history going back. And I think a lot of that did come from just the time we spent together. And then my parents, you know, their example of investing in us, you know, we learned to invest in each other and to value family. So those would be some of the benefits that come to mind right off the bat. Travel, the flexibility, like we got to do so much that our friends didn't get to do because we had that flexibility and freedom.
Right, right. If you could pinpoint one thing that you loved most about being homeschooled, could you choose one?
Oh, one thing that I loved the most, I think as a little kid, it would be that I could just get my school done so much faster than my friends at school. Like really, we could get our school done in 2 or 3 hours as little kids. And I remember my mom leaving town and she left me with all of my work. And I just got ahead. I just decided to work hard and I got ahead on everything so that I could just, you know, have time with the people that I was staying with or whatever. So as a little kid, I would say that was probably my favorite thing, that it just doesn't take as much time as it did for my friends. When I grew up and was older, I think just the relationships, I would say, that I had with my family and then that I had with my friends. People would always tell us that as kids, like when we would go work booths and be telling people about homeschooling, they would always tell us that we're so mature and that we could talk to adults. And we were always kind of like, okay. But I recognize now that that's not something that all kids can do. And that's actually something that homeschooling really, it's kind of counterintuitive, actually. You think, aren't they going to be socially awkward? Right. But generally speaking, like, we talk to adults and we talk to my parents' friends and we hang out, you know, like age wasn't an issue for us. We just talked to people who were whatever age. So I think that actually really benefited me once I started getting into my career and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I love that. It's so interesting to talk to homeschoolers now who were homeschooled growing up, because I have met a few who have grown up to be a little socially awkward, but in all reality, there's always people who are going to grow up to be socially awkward. It doesn't matter whether you're private school, public school, homeschooled. Like, if you're odd, you're just odd. Some people just have a hard time socially. You know, maybe they're an introvert, or maybe they just have a hard time knowing how to interact with other people. But it's true. And I love that there's not that stigma anymore. I know some people still kind of think that that there is, but once they really step back and look at homeschoolers, whether they're being homeschooled today or were homeschooled years ago, I think most people, if they're truthful, can look at homeschooled kids and say, yeah, they're really well adjusted socially. I mean, because there are so many opportunities. And let me ask you this, because I feel like you had talked about when you were a child, you kind of had your plan of, you know, if someone came to the door, you guys would have to go hide in the closet or whatever, just because oftentimes people didn't know the law. They didn't know that it was legal. And in some places it wasn't legal to homeschool. And so I think there was some truth to that years ago, where kids couldn't go out in public during the day. They couldn't go to the grocery store with their moms. They couldn't even really go to a park during a school day. You could go after school, but or on the weekends, but you kind of were stuck at home. And this is what I have observed. And tell me if you think that this is true. It seems that because homeschoolers got that kind of stereotypical, like they're all socially awkward, that the homeschool community as a whole kind of said, you know what? Okay, we're not going to be socially awkward. And so we're going to go out and do a lot of stuff now, which has kind of normalized homeschooling, but almost to the point where now homeschool families I see are so busy that they're not home as much as you were at home. Because now we're trying to fill all of those social gaps. Have you seen that to be true, where it's that whole paradigm has shifted from being unsocialized to now being almost too socialized in some ways?
I would say I agree. I think it's a little bit of just the American life. And then homeschooling tends to draw people who are go-getters. They're going to go the extra mile and do something that's a little bit harder, and especially like in the earlier days it was more that way. So I think that it's a little bit similar to just being an American and just the opportunity that we have. So as homeschooling has grown, so have the opportunities. So whereas there was one homeschool group that my parents started and ran when I was a kid, there are like 15 in the little town where I live now,
right?
And that, you know, chess and volleyball and tennis and all the things, you know. So there are just so many opportunities, and you have that flexibility with homeschooling. So you can actually do even more than you could if you were in public school. So I think it's a matter of just, it's probably a little bit hard to prioritize because you have so many options.
Yeah, I think so too. I think especially when people are coming into homeschooling for the first time, like they feel like they need to do all the things. They need to be involved in, you know, as many activities as they can so that their kids don't turn out to be socially awkward. But I, for myself, I know that it took me a couple of years to kind of figure out, okay, it's okay to say no to things. And when we're committed to too many things, then it actually hinders us from being able to take field trips that we want to do or travel with our family like we like to travel and do some of the things. So I think there's definitely wisdom and taking a step back and looking and saying, okay, you know what? It's all right to say no to this co-op or this field trip or this activity, maybe even just for this season, so that we can really focus on these other things and focus on being home and building those relationships. Because it can happen where you're just everyone's still scattered. And then you're not home to build those relationships. So I want to ask you another quick question, because I want to go back to something that you kind of blew through earlier. You talked about how when you were growing up, your mom was really good at teaching you and your siblings how to learn. And this is something I struggle with that myself with. And I feel like my struggle is because I never really learned how to learn on my own. I mean, I grew up in a private school where everything was taught to me and told to me, and I wasn't ever taught to think for myself. I mean, as I have become an adult, I have, of course, grown in that area of my life a lot, where I can think for myself. I don't need someone else to tell me what to do or how to think or how to go about doing this. But I feel like I still struggle a little bit in teaching my girls, because it doesn't come naturally to me. And so me teaching them how to learn so that they can learn anything and don't need me by their side. How did your parents teach you and your siblings how to learn?
Well, I think to start with, we did it together. You know, I can still remember like phonograms and, you know, all the different ways they say it and my list of prepositions and all this stuff. So I remember like learning together and then learning with us. As we got older, I think a big part of it was like, really less hand holding. Mm-hmm. So like, go read this book and follow the instructions and tell me if you have questions. And we called that individual work. We had it when we were younger too, so I think that it had to do with like, go read it, figure it out, tell me if you have questions on some of the things that we could do that with. Mm-hmm. And we learned how to figure stuff out. It wasn't a matter of like them not teaching us. You can't do that with everything, but you can when you have books and it's a matter of read the book and answer the questions, or even with our math, you know, when we could, the things that we could do and we could learn ourselves, and then they would kind of be more supportive. I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
It was less hands-on, less hand-holding.
Yeah.
As we got older and were able to do that more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And that's kind of what we're finding too, is just kind of weaning them a little bit off of me always needing to sit next to them and tell them how to do it. And letting them ask lots of questions about how to get things done. I mean, sometimes I look at the curriculum and I'm like, I don't know how to do this. I have to figure this out. And you know what? There's been times where I will have a curriculum and I'll read the how-to section and maybe not completely understand like, well, where is this thing that they're talking about? And there's this wonderful thing called YouTube, and you can pretty much find any review on any curriculum for the most part. And so I've often done that. I'll go to YouTube and just type in, you know, I don't know, IEW, you know, I can't even think off the top of my head, but IEW such and such, and up will come a video that some mom who loves IEW will do a whole video on how to use that curriculum. And oftentimes the companies, of course, have those as well. So that's fantastic. Well, we are out of time for part one, but I have more questions for you. We're going to keep on going. So we will be back on Wednesday to continue this conversation. And we're going to talk a little bit more about state organizations and a little bit more about you growing up home, being homeschooled, and what the Lord is doing with you now. Where can people find out more about you and THSC?
So our website is thsc.org. And you can find out, we have our bios on there, and we have, you know, how to homeschool, steps to homeschool, and a bunch of so many resources, actually. So.
Yeah, you guys have a beautiful website.
Thanks.
So that's great. All right. Well, we'll put those links in the show notes. And thank you, Stephanie, so much for your time today. We'll be back on Wednesday to continue on this conversation. And you guys, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic day. If you have not left a review for the podcast yet, we would love it if you would right now just stop what you're doing just for a second. Go leave a review for us. Those are so encouraging. And that really, really helps other people to learn about the podcast and just gets the name out there so that people can be encouraged in their journey of homeschooling. So have a great day. We'll see you guys back here on Wednesday. Bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program. Parents seeking alternatives to traditional education find Classical Conversations gives their children the best possible opportunities to succeed in grade school, middle school, high school, and beyond. to prepare them for a lifetime of success, no matter what their goals for the future. So if you're considering homeschooling and you don't know where to start, or if you're already homeschooling and you want to explore another option, we've been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence. And we'd love nothing more than for you and your family to join us in our mission to know God and make Him known. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and to learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.